Hi everyone, this is Olivier Bloch and you're watching the Internet of Things show. Today we're talking about Windows IoT Core and IoT Central put together. And we have Dave Campbell with us today. Hey Dave.
How you doing?
Fine, how about you?
I'm doing well.
So Dave, can you actually, for our audience, tell us a bit more about what you're doing at Microsoft?
Sure. I'm a program manager on the Windows IoT team. And so, Of course, my team and your team work closely together to make sure that Windows IoT is the best client for Azure IoT.
Awesome. Great. And so, actually, today, I think what you want to do is actually walk us through everything that someone, or the few things, because there's very little steps, actually, that someone has to do to run some software on IoT Core, on Windows 10 IoT Core, and connect that to Microsoft IoT Central, which is our SaaS offering for IoT, right?
That's correct.
Cool. How about we just jump in there, and I'm going to interrupt you to ask you questions.
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Cool.
So, of course, I'm going to assume that people know about IoT Central. There have been a number of videos on that already. And so, basically, I'll jump into the spot where we actually create a device.
All right.
And so, up on our website, there is a document that shows you essentially the same steps that you would go through for IoT Central anyway, except it has a few extra steps in here to tell you about how to create a device, how to connect to the device, and that sort of thing. Okay, and so essentially, all you do is you create your IoT Central application, just like you normally would. That'll put you into the IoT Central Explorer, basically. Yep. And in here, you'll see the simulated devices. You see a Raspberry Pi.
So then we have three templates now. There's like the custom template in IoT Central. There's one for the starter, the quick starter devices, right? So the sample dev kits, and one for Contoso, right? And you picked the one for dev kits, correct?
I picked the sample dev kits.
Correct. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. So you basically end up with having that pre-configured, you know, IoT Central solution that has already a Raspberry Pi section, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Exactly. And so what I'll do is I'll create a new device, and I'll say it's a real device.
Okay.
And it'll configure everything. Nice. And of course, there's nothing connected at the moment. Mm-hmm. And so we'll say connect to this device, and then we'll copy the connection string.
Got it.
Of course, the connection string is all the information you need to connect to Azure IoT. And so then what you have to do is you have to put that connection string on the device.
Okay.
Okay. And there's actually a UI on the device that you could use, but you can't always use the UI because sometimes the device is headless. And so what we generally do is we look at the IP address of the device. It'll be displayed on the screen when you boot the device. And then we connect remotely to the device that way.
Got it.
And so I've got the connection.
Let me ask you that real quick. So for those who are not familiar with Windows IoT Core, so does that functionality of doing remote connection or the UI and so on, is it part of Windows IoT Core or do you have to install additional software?
No, it's part of Windows IoT Core.
Got it.
And so if you go to windowsondevices.com, there's step-by-step instructions from there on how to get an image, the various tools, how to get started with Visual Studio, lots of samples. And so is all this information is there.
So you just flashed a usual Windows IoT Core image for that Raspberry Pi.
Correct.
You can do that from Noobs as well, right?
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
Correct.
Awesome. Easy.
Yes, absolutely. And there's also a dashboard from the site that you can download, and the dashboard will allow you to set up a new device, and it'll also discover devices.
Love that one.
And so you can just flash it. And then once you flash it, and I'll show you what to do next, but once you flash it, you can remotely connect to it. And so I'm just going to put this connection string into a file.
Okay.
And then, and of course, you could use Notepad, but
you're fancy.
Why do that? and then I'll copy essentially that file.
Okay.
And in the instructions, it actually tells you exactly where to copy it, so you can literally copy it out of the out of the document.
Okay.
Okay, and so let me do two things here. So first of all, let me grab my IP address of the device. And so, whack. And then I'll go back to the instructions and I'll paste the rest of it in.
Okay.
All
Nice. Okay.
Okay, so once it's copied, basically everything that the device needs now is on the device.
Okay.
And so what you can do is you also have, since you have the IP address, you can remote into the device. So this is the same IP address. And this, so if you go to http://IP address, you know, 8080, then you'll get a portal. And this is actually being served up by the device.
By the device. Once again, in the default Windows IoT Core image.
Exactly.
Awesome.
In the default image. And then in here, there's you can go to apps, and this is very similar to, you know, there's a task manager, and there's, you know, app install and uninstall and that sort of stuff.
Okay.
But if you go into the quick run samples, there's an IoT hub client.
Okay.
It's already on the device.
Nice.
If you say deploy and run, what'll happen is
it?
It'll actually
That's
go
simple.
Out to the web.
Okay.
Right? And it'll grab the application, the latest application, it'll install it, it'll configure it. Takes a couple of seconds to, you know, get the dependencies because it has to download all of the dependencies. So that'll take a second.
But it takes the latest and greatest of that IoT Hub client, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, exactly. And of course, the client itself is on GitHub.
Okay.
The sample is all the code is there. So while that's deploying.
So basically, if I want to adapt the sample to my own needs, I grab the open source project, I change my code in there, and then I republish, and then I'm able to actually install on that IoT Core device.
Right, absolutely. And because this is Visual Studio, essentially you can remote debug, you can remote deploy, set breakpoints, all of those things. And so if you look here, essentially this is where the temperature is temperature data is actually being generated and sent up to IoT Central.
Got it.
And so let's go back here.
And the interesting thing is because IoT Central is based on IoT Hub, on your side in that client application, you basically don't have much to change, right? It just quote unquote works.
That's correct. That's exactly right. This is taking a little longer to deploy. Okay, there it goes.
Yay.
And so once it deploys,
yep.
So that's the app.
Okay.
Let's see here. There's the, you can see on the screen here where the temperature of the fake data is being displayed.
Okay.
And so if I go back over to the portal here.
Yeah.
Right, and now I go to devices again.
Okay, you have a new Raspberry Pi.
So now there's a new one here.
Okay.
And it says that it's not simulated.
Nice.
Okay, and so if I go here,
it's going to start populating data.
Exactly, you can go and you can start.
I think because it's using time series insights, you have to wait a 30 seconds time frame. Oh, there you go, boom. You have data showing up here, awesome.
And so, pressure, temperature.
Yay,
okay.
Your business.
And so there's, you can also send properties, of course, back.
Okay, so it's, and, it's supporting the device twins.
It supports the device twin going basically in both directions. And you can modify.
It's almost boring, there's no code.
Awesome. you can play with it and change code, and actually it's pretty simple to
agree. It's pretty straightforward, and actually you have, as you were saying, that sample app actually is open source, so you can go from there, and it's, for now it's simulating the sensors there, right? So you can see it's a random number.
Yes.
Very rapidly you're gonna put a hat on that Pi and you're gonna start using the actual sensors.
Exactly.
And it's all UWP, right?
It's all UWP. There are APIs built into UWP now to actually support sensors, so you can talk directly to the sensors. We've got samples that show you, how to connect the sensors.
Okay.
And so it would be very simple, actually, to update the sample to be pulling off of a sensor.
Awesome.
The only reason, really, that it's being simulated right now is so that someone doesn't have to buy a sensor in order to get going.
In order to get going. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Awesome. Well, that was pretty straightforward. I love that. And well, thanks for showing us that, Dave. And I hope we're gonna actually hear more of you on the IoT show to look closer into IoT Core and all the goodness with the Azure IoT platform.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks.